Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we continue our discussion today on living for yourself. And today I want to talk about this concept of misguided priorities. Now, the question I have to ask is, are you using the resources that you have to create the life that you desire? So let's assume for a minute that your passion in life is diving, and you love nothing more than diving exotic places around the globe. You love shipwrecks, you love seeing undersea life, and that is your passion, and that's what gets you going every day. And in the meantime, you notice that you haven't done this, and you haven't done it even in 5 years, because as we discussed yesterday, your life has just taken over. And what you're doing right now is you're thinking about putting an addition onto your house, you're in the process of buying a new car, and then you've got your normal monthly bills going on, your $170 cable bill, you're shuttling your kids around to a million different activities, and the time and the money just go. And then one day you wake up and you realize that the 10 years have gone by and you haven't been able to live at all for yourself. And the reality of it is we all have these obligations in life. And really what we have to do is we have to strike that balance. And we're going to talk about balance tomorrow. We're going to get into it. But here's the reality. When you look at the situation that I've just put forth, the addition of the house that you want, let's assume that's a luxury. But the question you have to ask when it comes to luxuries is, what is it that you'd appreciate more? Is it that new part of your home or the remodeling of your home? Or is it taking a series of dive trips around the world and being able to do two or three of them a year for many years with that same money? And so the point is, you just have to get clear about your passions, and you have to prioritize your time and prioritize your resources accordingly. But you have to ensure that you dedicate a portion of your life for you. It's not about everybody else. It's about you. You have to keep people happy. You have to maintain a balance. But you have to feed yourself. And that's really what we're getting to. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would ask that you subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to moving towards your desired goals, and I simply ask for the opportunity to be that person for you. And what that means is as simple as committing to joining me for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. And use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about how you can maintain the proper balance in life. But for today, I want you to look at your priorities. I want you to look at the responsibilities you have, identify the resources that you have, and get some alignment and start to prioritize things in your life. Figure out what you need to do for you. And make sure you take the time to take care of yourself and to follow your passions. And it's simple. Just get clear about where you want to go, look at where you are, and look at how you can align the resources you have to get where you want to go.